Hey guys, it's Brother Peter. I'm going to make one more soul winning tip video, but before I do that, you can catch some of this. We got the Christmas music going in November. It's about that time, right before Thanksgiving. It's appropriate. But I want to make one more soul winning tip video, and this should be quick. It's pretty simple, easy to understand. The soul winning tip is this: have an organized structure to your soul winning presentation. Have an organized and coherent structure of your presentation. And what I mean is this: here's my structure out soul winning. Here's the points in an exact order, and each point flows into the next. And it's not jumbled, it's coherent, it flows perfectly. It's a very fixed presentation that moves station to station coherently and sensibly. This is my presentation's order. It goes, one, we're all sinners. That's the first point. Romans 3:23, we're all sinners. Two, the wages of sin is death. So the second point is that sin brings death and hell. So you show them your points about death and hell. The problem that sin brings death, which is condemnation, which is hell. The next point is this. So that those are the first two points, the bad news. The next point is this, that salvation is a gift. The good news. So salvation is a gift, 6:23, that God wants to give you a gift. That's my point. God doesn't want us to go to hell. God gave us is going to give us heaven as a gift. The next point is this. How did God pay for that gift? So you go from explaining heaven is a gift. Going to heaven is a gift. God wants to give it to you as a gift. Okay? How did he pay for that gift? Well, then you show them 1 Corinthians. You show them your gospel verse, Romans 5:8, 1 Corinthians 15, whatever. How did God pay for that gift? With his death, burial, and resurrection. So after you show them they're a sinner, that the wages of sin is death, those are the first two points. Next, my point, the next point is that salvation is a gift. The next point after that is how God paid for the gift with his blood, sending his only begotten son in the world to be manifest in the flesh and shed his blood and die for our sins. The next point is after you know how God paid for the gift, how do you receive the gift? So how do you receive the gift? Well, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 16:30 and 31, John 3:16, John 6:47, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, John 1:12, whatever your salvation verses are. So you can see how it flows coherently from after you show them they're a sinner and what the wages of sin is death. It goes, it's a gift. The next point after that, how did God pay for the gift? The next point after that, how do you receive the gift? You show them how to receive the gift. After that, my next point is eternal security. So I preach that it's eternal life and that the gift is eternal. So they all tie together. But after that, the last point is eternal security. And you preach them eternal security. And I believe that you should preach eternal security. That's another tip. Preach eternal security. Don't leave that out. Make sure they understand eternal security. Eternal security is the gospel. That's why all these lose your salvation Pentecostals, they're not saved. They're going to hell. Because eternal security is the gospel. John 6:47, eternal security, that's the gospel. John 3:16 teaches eternal security. Eternal security is the gospel. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's the gospel. If you don't believe eternal security, you don't believe the gospel. And you might as well get saved before you keep watching these videos if you don't believe in eternal security. So that's the last point, eternal security. And then one more point after that, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9. And then you seal the deal. And of course, you know, that's just a rough structure. Of course, you also explain to them that Jesus is God in there. I showed them my deity. I preached them the deity of Christ before I closed the presentation. And in the beginning, when I'm explaining the gospel, how he paid for the gift, that's all added in there too. But you can see how it's a coherent structure. A lot of people go out soul winning. There's no structure to their presentation. It's like a jumbled mess. It's all over the place. People aren't following you. They're like, where are you going with this? I don't understand. This is a bunch of just jumbled jargon. I don't even know what you're saying. This is just a mess. And it's like, oh, I'm not following you. They're not following you. You have to make it simple. You have to break it down and make it simple. I believe in making it simple for people to get saved. That means not complicating your presentation. That means making it easy to follow. Make your gospel presentation easy to follow or you're going to lose people. Make sure you have these steps and that they flow smoothly and coherently without any bumps in the road. Make the transition from each point easy and sensible. And don't just have this nonsensical presentation where you're jumping back from eternal security to faith alone to the deity of Christ. Oh yeah, did I talk about sin? Let me go back and talk about sin again and remind you that we're all sinners. It has to flow smoothly. That's the gospel presentation. So one more time, I'm actually signing off this time for real. I'm actually signing off. I'm going to go into church, 3:30 service. You know, it's a good day when you have a lot of church to go to. I have a morning service to go to. I have a 3:30 service to go to. I have a night service to go to and a couple Sunday schools in between. So, hey, look, if the Sunday school's there and it's good, I'm going to use it. You know, I'm going to try to use it for good. And thankfully it is. It's all blessing. It's all great. Sundays are a good day. So I hope you're having a good day at church too. And I hope these soul winning tips are a help to you. Subscribe to this channel, please. And also like this video. Especially if you love soul winning and you love people. You know, it's like those Facebook comments. You know, like this video if you want a blessing. So I'm going to adopt that model right now. All right, guys. Have a good rest of your day. A good rest of your Sunday. And just comment on this video. Let me know what you think. And yeah, that's about it. Peace.